Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Audrey, it's like a historic moment here on Tech Vibe Radio. I feel very sad, but very excited all at the same time.
You know, we've been through so much change. Like, just the community obviously has, the state of Pennsylvania has, the city, the world. And we certainly have been moving at just rapid pace, trying to innovate and pivot. And it is time for us to think about other ways to communicate our voice and the voices that we get a chance to talk to and use some other platforms.
Exactly. So
this is an interesting moment for us. We've been on KDK for how long?
Like 4 years now, five. Years. It's been a very long time, and it's been an awesome ride. We've
right.
loved being on KDK doing this, But we're moving on.
But we're moving on, and we're moving. We're not moving away though.
No, we will
not
go
away. We're really capturing a whole lot of stories, and you need to stay connected to us. I mean, and it's really simple to stay connected to Jonathan, to myself.
Yep.
Through the Tech Council's website, through we're going to continue and probably even be more aggressive about telling stories. And that's pretty exciting. Jonathan, I've been proud of you, really trying to grasp the stories of these entrepreneurs and these CEOs and people who are building Pittsburgh, even through the last 5 months. I mean, you were able to pull together just, you know, these stories of summer.
Yeah.
Even though it's August, it's still summer.
I know. It's like, what? It's it's going to be fall August. Before we know.
Listen, if anyone's listening, Jonathan's birthday is coming up soon.
Ooh,
he loves cards and gifts. So if you want to send
them. Send them my way. Exactly.
And, you can put a dollar bill in if you would like.
You go.
That's fine.
$5 bill is even better yet.
There's any, you know, it is sort of bittersweet in terms of this journey. And like I said, the folks at KDK have been tremendous to us.
Absolutely. Totally great people. But what we're going to be doing, Audrey, so you know me, we get pumped and like we want to find creative ways to tell stories. And we're going to be announcing something in the next month. So you got to stay glued to pghtech.org. We're going to have an interactive version of Tech Vibe Radio. We'll be a live cast where you can call in, be part of the show, ask your questions with our awesome guests. And guess what? You might hear us on some other station somewhere. And you might, see us on other places and hear about us in other places. And that's all forthcoming. And we're very excited about it because we think there's such opportunity. And we just want to reach as many people as we possibly can here in the region and beyond the region as well, too. Because, Audrey, as we know, all of our guests, they kind of mesmerize us sometimes. Like when you see who's on the show with us today, like Ingrid Cook. She's one of our most favorite people in the world. People around the world need to hear about Ingrid and the great work she's doing here in Pittsburgh. When you hear about what we're doing with our Edge Women's program and the women that have gone through that and their lives have been transformed, we want to get that out even further as far as that goes. You talk about teletracking technologies making international headlines because they're now the ones collecting the data on COVID-19 for everybody. Exciting stuff. I'm just fully pumped about it. And we've had many iterations of Tech Vibe because we've been doing this, Audrey, for 13 years now. We've been doing Tech Vibe.
Right? Isn't that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're going another 13 years easily.
we're going. We're changing. We're pivoting. We're rethinking. We're doing everything that a business is doing right now.
Exactly.
What matters? Where's the relevance? Where's the impact? Where can we tell those stories? Who can gain access to those stories and figure out ways to accelerate and shine the light on those people? Because it is just about people. When you really think about everything that we do in business, it's really about people. And it's a privilege. It's a privilege to do this kind of work.
It is.
And you've been a good partner. You've been a good spirit in terms of working, you know, together on some of this stuff and being ferocious and upbeat. And we're going to take that and continue to shine the light on the people who have built Pittsburgh in 2020.
You know, Audrey, one of my favorite memories of co-hosting with you over the past 12 years was when you were actually a guest of it. You were my guest when I was hosting the show myself, because of course I had to profile the new leader of the Pittsburgh Technology Council at the time. And I remember afterwards you were like, you know, Jonathan, I've always wanted to do radio. And you're like, what if we did the show together? And I was like, man, that'd be so cool, because I can't carry a show by myself. I need some backup here. And how it evolved and how you kept putting our foot on the gas pedal. Like, you made us take some risks over the years that I would have never taken myself. And I've learned so much from you about trying to step on it and amplify things and not be afraid to, like, shake it a little bit and see what happens. And we've shaken it quite a few times, and I think to good success. So that's something that I always carry. Is I love the fact that you want us to keep stepping on the accelerator pedal, keep doing more for our members, keep doing more for this region. And that's what we're doing with our move with Tech Vibe Radio. And that's why I just really want to encourage everybody, pay attention. Pay attention. Just go to pghtech.org. There's going to be some key messages going, because once September hits, we've got some fun stuff coming your way with even more stories to be told across more platforms, interviewing more people from really around the country and around the world. We're bringing guests in from all over the place. It's going to be exciting, Audrey. I can't hardly wait.
And thanks to Huntington Bank for always believing in us.
Thank you for bringing that up, because without Huntington, we could not make this show happen. They've been behind us through the thick and the thin, making sure that we have the juice to keep this thing going. That's why we have it from the our podcast studio, and our studio here is all from Huntington Bank. Total partners all the way. And they're excited about what we're doing as well, too, and think it's going to be just a ton of fun. So tonight's our last broadcast on KDKA, and we're doing it in style. So we have Ingrid Cook stopping by, Audrey, who she's one of those people where, like, you never know what you're going to get with Ingrid in a positive way, because she's always doing something new. And I can't wait to learn tonight what she's up to with Shazoom, cool company doing this thing that you would never think about, the idea of managing your fleets. And when they get into accidents, you got to keep those cars up and running, know where they are. And her software solves that very tricky problem. Teletracking, talking about the fact that they are managing all the data for COVID-19 response. Like, amazing, amazing stuff. And Edge Women's program is right around the corner as well, too. Got some great women stopping by to talk about
that. Great program that has changed so many women's lives. Absolutely. That are in tech and that are building companies. So there's a lot to be proud of.
Absolutely. So we can't thank KDKA enough.
Email us at PGH Tech. You can find out info, get on our email list, mm-hmm. and you'll stay connected. And thank you for our listeners for being so loyal and helping us share the word. We really appreciate that, but we're not going away.
Nope. We're going to miss KDKA, that's for sure. But man, we're moving on and doing some really cool stuff. And we wish everybody who we've been in touch with and been around just the best of luck as we all move forward in these crazy, crazy new times. So let's take a quick break, Audrey. Let's come back with our last bits of Tech Vibe. We're going to keep it all together. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Since 1983, helping tech companies succeed. More at pghtech.org and, of course, at pghtech on Twitter. We are back. So glad you're spending your night here with Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, I couldn't be more proud of the cool work that Teletracking Technologies is doing. I mean, they've always been doing kick butt work, but it just seems like they keep ramping it up over and over again. They're always hiring a ton of people. And we have Mike Cohen hanging out with us again. He was just on Tech Vibe maybe, 6 months ago or something like that?
Yeah, that's probably 6-8 months ago.
Yeah. And you're like a regular.
Regular, you know.
Getting there.
So how are you, Michael? What your role is, so we can
conversation. My role, for everybody to know, I'm the Vice President of Engineering at Teletrack and responsible for the development of all of our entire platform and the applications that run on top of it. So I have complete responsibility over the build and deploy and support of Teletrack's technical products.
So what interesting things are you up to these days?
Couple little things, I bet, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure everybody's intimately aware that it's probably been enough in the news. That's for sure. We've been, as you've seen, we've been working with the Health and Human Services with the purpose of providing as fast as possible real-time data to the HHS Protect platform. Mm-hmm. So that they're able to provide out in as quick real time as possible analytics to the decision makers, whether it's the White House Task Force, whether it's the CDC, any consumers, as well back to the states and mm-hmm. general consumers who want to use the data.
When I saw that headline, Mike, my mind was blown. I was like, man, of course that's Teletracking doing that. Like, I was just so proud. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, it is cool. We've been really happy about the work that we were able to accomplish in such a short time frame. And let's just say the dynamic nature of this problem, the disease just doesn't stop and it doesn't go away, and it changes and it morphs, and we're learning as we go as a society. And having the responsibility to be as responsive as possible to the changes and the questions and the data queries that are going out to the hospitals and the health systems across the United States, and ensuring that that data is accurate and timely is actually a really cool thing. And I'm just really proud of my team. I'm proud of Teletracking that we've been able to contribute in this really trying times.
Absolutely, man. It's just amazing. Such congratulations, because it's just like, man, a Pittsburgh company taking care of business. Simple as that.
Yeah, we're really proud.
I mean, your profile has to be so huge. And I know that obviously hiring is something you guys have always been doing, and you can never mm-hmm. get enough super talented engineers. I'm assuming like people are going to start seeing off Teletracking is doing this kind of work. I think I might want to work there.
I think there might actually start getting a little bit more interest as well. Absolutely. I'm hopeful. Now we are, we are Pittsburgh based. We've been looking for people locally in the Pittsburgh area for all kinds of technology openings that we have everywhere, from a software engineer one all the way through architects, through data engineers and data architects and project managers and things of that nature. We've been doing that for quite a while in the Pittsburgh area, and this is above and beyond anything related with to the recent work that we've done with HHS. This is just our normal line of business. As you know, Teletracking has been responsible for capacity and utilization primarily across the several health systems, several hospitals and facilities across the U.S. And with this virus, that's been one of the critical needs, is understanding how many ICU beds are there, what it's available across the capacity of the United States. And so we were integral in doing things related to this long before that. And our goal of trying to continue to grow and reach and penetrate a broader audience within the health systems across the U.S. has led us to this extreme need to rebuild and rethink our platform as well, and also very from a timely perspective, just trying to continue to grow. From a Pittsburgh market standpoint, we've been doing that for a while. Because of the difficulties in Pittsburgh to hire, I mean, it is a very competitive state. We've opened it up nationally, so that we have a remote workforce anyway. So why not open it up to the best talent the country has to offer? So we're really excited about this opportunity. Mm-hmm.
So why is it so great to work there?
From my perspective, the technology stack that we're employing is great. So it is leading edge. There's no doubt about it. The problems that we are solving from a business domain, right, from a healthcare systems domain, are impactful to everyone. They're impactful to impactful to pretty much everybody in the United States. And we're solving very complex problems. And we're doing it with, like I said, a very cool technology stack. So the combination of getting to work with some of the leading edge technology, but also having a very big impact into the everyday lives of people is very challenging, but it's also very rewarding, and it makes it for a very cool opportunity.
So what's the future? What's the next 6 months look like for you?
So we have to continue to evolve our data platform. And many of those openings that we have are with our data platform team. What that means is bringing in more customers, moving into from a kind of simply right now, a mostly descriptive platform, as we are building out our ability to be predictive as well, and then prescriptive soon. So that's going to be a focus over the next 6 months, is continuing to build the capability into our data platform. As we continue to re-platform our legacy products, our on-premise solutions that have driven teletracking for the last 30 years, we are in the process of re-platforming those into a SaaS solution. And so the next 6 months will be 6 months and beyond will be the continuation of taking those SaaS, those base on-premise technologies and moving us to a SaaS solution.
So that's exciting. So the skill sets are pretty sophisticated that you need right now.
Sure. Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. The skill sets are always critical. I mean, at Pittsburgh, one good thing that we have is we've the technology stack that we're employing, people want to use.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. And what about, did you have interns this summer?
Yes, it's been a challenge, but yes, we've had remote interns
for that program, right?
I think the program's great. We end up hiring or offering, over the last 4 years that I've been around in the program, it's been over 50% we've offered jobs after.
Wow, that's awesome. Very cool.
And probably about 50% of that have accepted. But we're losing, when we lose them, we're losing them to Google, we're losing them to Amazon, we're not losing them to, we were giving them the skill sets to put them into the market. There's no doubt about it. So it's been great. This has been, the internship has been, or the internships have been great for teletracking. We get good future employees, and it's been good for the engineers, as they get, young engineers, as they get to learn what they want to do with their lives.
Yeah, that's great. Well, so if people want more information about teletracking,
They can always reach out to go to www.teletracking.com. They can reach out to me at Michael-Cohen, C-O-E-N, at teletracking.com as well. And anything you want to learn, know, I'm open for discussions, especially as it goes to growing my team.
And everyone's working remote, so be safe.
Yes, 100%. Everybody is remote. We've had some business growth in the DC area because of this COVID-19. But for the most part, everybody's been working completely remote, and we continue to do that. And that's why we're opening up the market to the rest of the US.
Well, stay safe.
Yep. Thank you very much. You guys too.
Mike, you're the best.
You're good. Thank you.
Definitely making Pittsburgh proud. Only Pittsburgh, you get a great story like that. Hey, we're taking a break. We got more Tech Vibe coming your way. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about the Tech Council by going to pghtech.org, and get right back here for more Tech Vibe Radio. Audrey, I'm going on record right now that I'm telling everyone, strap not one seatbelt on, maybe two seatbelts, because you're in for a wild ride. We have one cool person hanging out with us. We have Ingrid Cook from Shazoom, one of my favoritest companies, one of my favoritest people. And yes, I use the word favorite. I made up word, just saying.
I love that.
Absolutely, man. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Ingrid, because you are always doing cool stuff, and we want the latest and the greatest.
I love it. Ingrid Cook founded this company. I met her years ago before she moved to Pittsburgh. Back to Pittsburgh. Sorry, she's originally from Pittsburgh. Back to Pittsburgh when she was living somewhere in the South. And now she's back, and she's really solidly built this company called Shazoom. And so if you're near any technology while we're having this interview, go look that up. But in the meantime, Ingrid's going to tell us what her company is.
Alrighty. Thank you. You guys have been like family since I've been back in Pittsburgh.
That's cool.
For those of you, I tell every tech, every founder, every business owner I know in this area to join the Pittsburgh Tech Council. If it wasn't for me making that decision to join, and Ryan Gent, shout out to Ryan Gent, because he was one of the first people. Yes. And by joining, it opened me up to so many avenues that I would, from local to international opportunities right. that there's no possible way. So what I did, Jonathan, is look, I put this special backdrop up. This is real, by the way.
I like it. Big uptime drop.
Especially for this interview, right?
I like it, man. I like it.
So Uptime is our latest product, and it is geared for fleet operations. So organizations with fleets of vehicles. If they have a fleet of vehicles, they also have a risk management department, because one of the biggest risks, crashes, downtime.
People are backing into stuff all the time.
Yeah, so we have an electronic repair management system patented with crash reports. So we have the city, through all the civil unrest that's going on, I tell you something interesting. We just onboarded the entire city of Westminster, Colorado Police Department, who's using the mobile app in order to track and report crashes in their patrol vehicles.
Right.
So being able to do that in Westminster, and then in shout out to the team there. They are fabulous partners, and we partnered with Montgomery County. They've been using it within their fleet operations to document the crash reports. So not only are we electronically getting repair estimates for these guys, it gives visibility through every step from the moment that crash happens to the moment that vehicle is repaired or replaced and back into the arms of the operator. It gives them visibility throughout the entire process. They're able to identify where the bottlenecks are. They're able to see not only where the bottlenecks are, but which departments, internal and external vendors, causing the bottlenecks. And they're able to get customized reporting from that. So it's huge.
How did you get into this?
Yeah.
Think tell people about, because not everyone would have the kind of expertise and say, here's an opportunity.
Exactly. This is definitely a very particular type of company. That's for sure.
So, you know what's interesting? So, and I don't know if I shared this story with you. I've always known I wanted to be a business owner, right? I backed up into when I was graduating, and I think I told you this, Jonathan, I'd won a pageant here in Pittsburgh. And I remember someone sent me the article right up in the paper way back when I was only 17. And it said that I'd planned to be in tech or law, right? Since then, I actually turned out to be an English major, but I filed my own first patent. That was the law side. And now here I am, a CEO and founder of a tech company. So it's interesting how things roll around. But to answer your question, Audrey, it's because that's all I knew was insurance. It's all I knew was automotives and insurance. First job out of college, 20 years. And
you saw the efficiency within it, right? And you knew there was a better way to make it more streamlined and save money so you can make some money.
But it takes good people. It takes surrounding yourself with good people and good partners and good mentors. Shout out to Craig and Cynthia. I mean, you got to have that. You can't do it alone. So I can't sit here and take credit for that. But the idea is based off of, this is what I know. So what I enjoy doing, I'm able to do within the realm of Shazoon. Like, I enjoy talking. I enjoy being on radio. I enjoy being on the stage. I enjoy influencing, encouraging, and inspiring people and telling the why. That's why under this big umbrella of Shazoon is drive safe, because that's what we focus on, and spread love. And we work to spread love in so many different ways. Drive safe and spread love. That's our motto.
How do you spread love?
Oh my goodness. So we do volunteer efforts. We have done community efforts. We do, even right now, I'm helping some of the interns craft their resumes in a way and use LinkedIn. That's the biggest thing. People don't tell you. I was 30 years old when I read How to Win Friends and Influence People from Dale Carnegie. Right. Had I read that when I was in college or high school, it would have totally changed. I always tell my interns, like, knowledge is key, but you have to have good relationships with people. That is what, and being able to utilize, especially mechanisms like LinkedIn and your resume and your network in order to amplify what it is that you're wanting to show, and knowing that we're responsible for creating our own brand. So being able to give back and spread love in that aspect, spreading love, and we go beyond what we need to share oftentimes, especially when it comes to the consumer and consumer rights. You'll see a little video or sharing what happens when you're in it, because people don't know. People don't know simple things like it's your choice to choose your repair shop. Most people have no idea that the state, there's a law in place. It's called anti-steering laws, where it prevents the insurer from making you go to their preferred shops. Right. You actually have a choice. So there are a lot of things that regular consumers would not normally know, but we actually spread love by, but it's not, we do it for free.
It's so fascinating that when I listen to you, and I've known you for quite a while, and so has Jonathan. So it's so fascinating to me that you can lift a business, come back to Pittsburgh in a place where the Black community does not have enough penetration in tech, that you can be a woman, that you are a woman, and that you have the capability to navigate and still find joy, right?
Whoa, yeah.
Everything that you do. So as I sit here and listen, I'm thinking, you know, does Jonathan spread love? It depends how we think about the word love, right? Is love meaning helping, highlighting, shining the light on people other than yourself, giving without expecting any kind of reciprocity? This is like this piece of humanity and business that you've been able to capture and articulate, which is really powerful. I'm just sitting here listening, and I'm listening to you with a different kind of lens right now.
Wow.
Sense to you?
Yes, it does. And spreading love to me is that unseen hand, that light, that inner light, letting it shine, whatever. And I just shared an article on LinkedIn about this that one of my interns, Max, wrote from Carnegie Mellon. He talked about the, you know, this working remotely. And he interviewed me, and I said, you know, I had to hire my people differently. I had to go beyond what are you capable and qualified to do to what's your why? What gets you up in the morning? Why do you get up in the morning? Because I figured if I can get that motivational fit early on, I knew that this pandemic, COVID, was going to change the way that things would happen.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. And I knew the chances of us being entirely remote during this time would be a huge thing. So being able to dig in and from that inside out and connecting with the right people who are the right fit for your culture is key.
So you've also said that, you know, part of your success is really because of who you surrounded yourself with and who you continue to seek out. And many people might think that that's something fluff. But I've watched with you, that it's not fluff. It's material. It's almost material to everything that you do, even though if you boil down your business in and of itself is not that sexy. But you have made it. You have made it.
Right? I think it's sexy. It is sexy to the right people. Like now,
it is. And you know, but I'm just saying, of course it is. Like if I'm working at a big company and I know that I can save money with you, it is highly sexy, right?
Yes, it is. But yo, you're right. I think it comes down to being off. And I always say this about you, is being authentic. Being authentic, even the people who I do business with, unfortunately, outside of Pittsburgh, they always say, Ingrid, you have a way of just making us feel good, right? You make us feel good. And it's genuine. That's the difference. Because if you do something that is immoral or not right, I'm going to speak out on that as well. So I'm even, you know, but if you do something great, then yeah, because we all have that greatness inside. And I think it's great. When people bring it out of me, I love to bring it out to other people too.
We can talk to you for a long time. Thank you, Ingrid,
yes.
Founder and CEO of Shazoom. Look it up. If you don't know her, go out
to
her website. You'll find her.
Yeah,
she spreads a lot of joy.
I always learn something new from Ingrid. That is for sure. And she always impresses. And I'm glad I put my seatbelt on. So we're taking a quick break.
Thank you.
We're coming.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Uptime.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org and Uptime. Because as I've always said, Ingrid, I've got 99 problems. Downtime.
Downtime ain't one. Check out your video, shazoom.com. Newsroom. Check it out. Jonathan, thank you.
Audrey, I always say for our last segment, we save the best for last. We're talking about the
This is going to be great. This is going to be great. I'm not going to talk much. I'm just going to pass the baton to Andrea Kruger, who's going to talk about the Edge Women's Program that we've been doing at the Tech Council for a few years. So, Andrea.
Thank you for having me. I love nothing more than to talk about the Edge Women's Leadership Program, which is kicking off here in a couple weeks. We actually offer two programs. We have a two-day experience that is at Nemecolon and will be held on August 20th and 21st. And then we have a nine-month program, which is January through September 2021. So today I'm very excited to have two alums of the program on the call who can tell you about how the experience influenced them. But if you want some information on your own, I am doing weekly info session calls on Thursdays at 11:30. And I do need to mention that at this point, we are still planning on having Edge in person. Now, should something change, you know, from a governmental standpoint where that's not allowed, of course, we would not. But right now we're putting all kinds of safety precautions in place and abiding by CDC guidelines. And Nemecolon has a lot of protocols in place for safety. So anyone that does plan on attending the two-day experience later in August, please know that we are taking your safety into consideration.
And Andrea, can you just give us the nuts and bolts of Edge, just kind of like logistics and why people are taking this and what they get out of it before we jump in with Misha?
Sure.
How it's impacted them, because they got some great stories. I can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a program for mid-career women, and mid-career is not defined by age. Essentially, it could be anyone from their late 20s through their 50s, someone who is past entry level but not yet nearing retirement. And what these women have in common is that they're, you know, high potential go-getters who are looking to get to that next level in their life and in their career. And what Edge provides them with is a network of other like-minded women and, you know, women that they can go to learn from. But then also our coach and facilitator of the program, Christy Uffelman, with Align Leadership, really does an incredible job of creating a group coaching experience where these women learn the ins and outs of branding, you know, their personal brand, of coaching, of influential leadership skills, and, you know, learning how to muscle up your language and your posture and refresh your LinkedIn and all your social and everything. So you really come out of the program, whether it be the two-day program or the full program, really having a stronger sense of your brand, who you are, what you have to offer. And it's a growth experience from a personal and a professional standpoint. So
we'll have an amazing experience with it. We've received nothing but crazy cool feedback from it. And that's why I'm excited to hear the stories from both Holly and Misha about what their experiences were like. Who should we start with first, Andrea?
I don't know.
Who wants to jump in?
Well, I'll just start with a very quick story. One time at my previous employer, my boss came in and he said, "So, Holly, what do you want to do with your career?" And I said, "I don't even know what I'm having for dinner tonight." that has really been, as I look back, that was a pivotal point for me. I didn't even know what I was having for dinner, let alone what I was doing with my career. Right. And I look at it now, I was sort of in a survival mode of my career, but I knew I wanted more, but I couldn't define it. I didn't know what that was. And honestly, I did feel stuck in many ways. And I would say the Edge program was exactly what I needed at exactly the right time.
Interesting.
So I can share more later.
So what was the inflection? Like, can you give us an example of like the inflection for you? So you were lucky that someone called you on this, right? But what was that like window of inflection?
Well, I wouldn't even say someone called me on it. Mm-hmm. I was feeling like, wow, no one's ever asked me that.
And ah.
I never even thought about it myself.
Wow. Okay. And,
you know, as a mid-career, but as a working mom, you know, husband works full time. I was in survival mode. So mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking beyond what I had to get through for the day. But that was never going to get me where I ultimately believe I should be in my career. And so I had to stop and think. But the EDGE program helped me do all of that internal work that I needed to do because of the network of people that I met and also the tools I gained.
Wow. That's Holly Geithner, who's gives this excellent example, like the idea that, like, wow, you don't only can you think about what's going on for dinner, much less the rest of your career. So that just goes to show you how wrapped up we get.
So right. We have Misha. Misha, introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Misha. I am the founder of Red Tree Web Design. I was in the don't fact check me on this. I think I was in the 2018 EDGE cohort.
I believe you're right.
And at that time, I think a lot of people say this whenever they first go into EDGE. I was stuck. I was in a place in my business that I literally felt like I was drowning. And I didn't really know what I needed to get unstuck. I just mm-hmm. knew that it couldn't be this hard. But I had no idea how to make it easier.
Huh.
And I finally, you know, for which is something that the EDGE program would teach you, I finally got vulnerable with someone and said, actually, I got vulnerable with Andrea and said, hey, listen, I'm stuck. You know, I'm having a real tough time. Is there anything that you can do? And she said, yeah, you know, I know this EDGE program. And I walked into EDGE not really knowing what to expect, not really knowing what I can get out of it. And for me, my biggest takeaway was opening myself up and being a little bit vulnerable to other professional women has completely revolutionized my professional career. Like what I can actually talk about, thinking about my projection and career path, like it's just completely, and the support system is just unbelievable to me.
And so this vulnerability seems to have a theme. So I'm going to look at the three of you, including Andrea, to sort of talk about what that really means and why that piece keeps resonating when people talk about EDGE.
Think for me, and the reason that I was stuck was like, I had to put on like this superwoman persona, right? Like everything's good. I'm good. You know, like I'm going to read another book and everything's going to be fine. And for me, it had to be that vulnerable state of being like, hey, listen, it's not fine. I know that it can get unfine. But I needed to have that vulnerable state of saying, it's not cool. It's not good. Let's make it good though, because I know that there is ways of making it good.
So I'm going to jump to Holly real quick. This is not like any leadership development program ever. Okay. There's nothing. And I've been around the block a few times. So there's nothing like this. And I myself was originally skeptical of this, and Andrea can attest to that. And I'm not anymore. I'm not. I've listened to the testimonials. I've spoken to, I don't know how many, Andrea, 60 women, maybe at least. And it's the same story over and over again in terms of the outcome. What makes this different, Holly? And I'm sure you've had leadership development engagements in the past.
I have. I think for me, what was a real turning point, and I'll tell you, I realized that I was that person who would go to an event, go to whatever it was, and I would gravitate towards people who were just like me. And so my vulnerability came out in that I recognized that. And what I gained from the program was not just the skills I was learning, but the diverse group of women that I was engaging with regularly, the vulnerability that we were all sharing, the perspective that I was getting. I realized biases that I didn't even know I had, not just about other people, but even about myself. These are things, you know, I feel like other programs, they're sort of talking at you, right? They're just giving you all this information. But you're never spending the time to really learn how to look inward. And until you do that, you're not going to change the way you need to. And so it's all about the whole self and having those, I mean, just the beautiful, diverse, strong, powerful, smart women. It just was life changing.
And when were you in, I forget what class you were in.
2019.
What about the connections? How have you been able to keep connected? Because a lot of our work as leaders is around the network and in an authentic network. How has that worked?
I'll jump in here and say that I had an info session call today where there were three grads who got on to share their experiences with some women who are considering the program. And one of them shared, and she went through the program 2 years ago, the full program. She said that she still talks to the women, some women from her cohort on a bi-weekly basis. And that just blew my mind away. Like, so she said that this group of women has really stayed with her, you know, for the good and the bad, for the celebrating, for the encouraging. So, and I see that a lot. I see that with a lot of the groups, both the summer grads and then the full program grads. It's really a strong alumni network, which I do work hard to foster and facilitate and make sure that everyone stays connected through social media groups, through get-togethers, when we can meet in person, that is. So it's a community that we built and we continue to develop.
If I could quickly actually add on to that, just real quick, it was also through Edge that I met a lot of people who I aspire to be. So Jason Wolf is actually the one that's like coming really big into my head. So they bring in a lot of mentors and it's a beautiful connection of being able to say, hey, this is a huge company and they're doing a lot in tech and they're also doing a lot for their community. Mm-hmm. This is a great person that I want to, and I stay connected to them. And every once in a while we do get a chance to say hi to each other. So it's great.
Fantastic stuff. We're all out of time. Can't thank you enough being part of this. Encourage everyone to go to pghtech.org and find all the information right there on the Edge Women's Program. Andrea, Misha, Holly, you guys are the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. So this is it for Tech Vibe Radio on KDKA. We are out. If you want to keep tuning into us, go to pghtech.org. We've got some great stuff we're cooking up right now, so be ready for it. Audrey, this is Jonathan Kirschning.
And this is Audrey Russo.
See everybody.